While jazz giant John Coltrane was born and raised in North Carolina and died in New York, he spent 15 years in Philadelphia. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at the role the city played in the career of this master sax player and composer, who would have turned 87 this month.
Between 1943 and 58, John Coltrane lived in Philadelphia, studying at the Granoff and Orenstein schools of music, playing and practicing religiously.
He studied in a way that was more voracious than just about any other musician who's ever played jazz, both in terms of hours spent, but also in terms of the exhaustiveness of his reach.
Tom Moon co-directed the documentary film Coltrane's Philadelphia with Rob Armstrong, who says the city incubated Coltrane's genius.
Jobs were available for all skill levels and for African Americans, and even during the war for women as well.
When you have a large workforce and solid, stable neighborhoods, each of them have their own hub of entertainment.
North Philadelphia's Cecil B. Moore, then called Columbia Avenue, was populated by jazz clubs.
Coltrane, as a very young musician, was in an environment where he could play in one club and was able to walk to another place and either hear some amazing music or participate in some amazing music.
Coltrane's house at 1511 North 33rd Street was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1999. Efforts to preserve the house are ongoing.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.